Okay, we are on Chof Aleph Amad Beis. Okay, about six lines from the bottom. Rava Omar. Rava says, Midasefa Hevi Mishum Chatzitza. Sin is the latter case, the fifth case is Mishum Chatzitza, which is apparent in the Mishnah. Reisha, the first case in the Mishnah, which is talking about doing a kli in another kli. Lav mishum chatzitza is not because of chatzitza. There must be different reasons because they're different cases. So just a brief introduction, which we're going to learn a bit about mikvoi. So what is the reason over here? So like this, there's a principle like this. If you we learned before, let's say you've got a big mikvah, which is a kosher mikvah, has 40 sot in it. The person will be tovel in that. So, and by the side of it, you have a smaller mikveh, which we mentioned earlier, which is 20 sah, which is a small mikveh, and you can't be tovel inside that. So if you connect them with water from one to the other, they can become one big mikveh. So the question is, how much water you need to connect it? So the halakha is that you need basically two finger widths, a bit wider than that, of a diameter of water to connect them, to be considered one mikveh. So, and if not, it's the other one's not connected, it's going to be a problem. So, we're going to see this is related to our halacha over here. Okay. So, Bereisha, okay, so back to the Gemara. Bereisha, Hainu Taima, what is the reason? Gezeira, it's a Gezeira, Shalo Yatzbil, that he shouldn't come to Toibel, and it's not a problem, but it may be a problem. Machatin, the Tenurios, small needles and small forks, b'chli, in a kli, she'ein b'chid k'shuferes hanoid, in a vessel that its mouth does not have the width of a shuferes hanoid, is basically the tube of a water skin. So let's just fit that into our case. Basically, sometimes, like, if you dip a needle in a mikveh, if you drop it, it's gone. Okay? So what you do is you get a big kli, and you place the small kalim inside. Okay, so that's fine. So that'll basically enable you to toivel it. But let's say that the outer kli has a small opening, right? So if that's got a small opening, which is less than a kushveres hanoid, the water inside that kli is going to be isolated, is going to be a separate entity to the actual mikveh water. Okay? So we're concerned that if you toivel your small vessels in a bigger kli, maybe the opening of that outer kli is going to be too small for the water and the inside of it to be considered connected to the mikveh. It's going to, so the water, basically, the inner water in the kli is going to be isolated in bidud from the other water. So some people don't know this. So if you're going to allow people to do the two kli shtick, right, to toivel one kli and another kli, if a person's not aware of this, that the outer kli has to have a wide opening, so it may lead to problems. So what the Chazal did, they said, the Kodesh, you know what? We said we don't let you do that. Right? We don't let you toivel one kli inside of another because you may make a mistake and the outer kli may have a small opening and therefore it won't get tar the inner vessel. That's the Gezeira, says Rava. Kedat Nan, like we see this principle in the Mishnah. Eruv, mikvois, mixing two mikvois. So our example was there's one mikvah of 40, which is fine, and there's a mikvah of 20. Kishuferes, hanoid, is like the tube, which is like a spout of a noid, is like a water skin. Okay, k'uv yeho, like the width of it. Ukechalala, and its chalala means the empty space, the vacant space in the tube, or the spout, yeah? Has to be kishtei, like two, etzpois, two fingers, chois rois, that they can return lim koimom to their place. That means, what do you mean they can return to their place? It means you can swivel your fingers around in that spout easily. So if you can get, you've got a spout that you can swivel your two fingers in all the way around, that is a large enough hole to connect two bodies of water to make them one mikveh. And for the mikveh goers, or if people look, if you look in the mikvehs a lot of times, you'll see There's a lot of times in the mikveh, there's like a hole there. There's a little circle. Sometimes it's bunged up. Sometimes it's not bunged up or whatever. So a lot of times, so you don't toivel in a green mikveh because people don't want to do that. So they have a, there's like a mikveh behind the mikveh that we dip in. And they connect it, and that's clean, that always stays clean because no one dips in that. And they connect that periodically with the outer mikveh, and which they change the water, they drain it, whatever. So that's that. Okay. So, carrying on the Gemara. Sobalaha, he holds, Kaha de Amar Rav Nachman. Rabba holds like Rav Nachman. Amar Rabba Bar Avua, said in the name of Rabba Bar Avua. Yud Aleph, Milo Shanukan. There are actually 11 stringencies of Kodesh from Trum in the Mishnah. Like it says, if you read the cases, there are 11 cases, and each one has a separate halacha. Sheish Rishonah, so now the first six, Bein LeKodesh, apply to Kodesh, actual Kodesh, and Bein LeChulin, and also to Chulin, Shena'asu Al Torah HaKodesh. And also to Chulin, they were done on the level of Torah HaKodesh. Right, people were careful with them. Is a careful household. So the Acharonos and the latter five, the Kodesh, only these halachas only apply to Kodesh, but not of Aloy Lechulin Shinasu Al Torah Kodesh. But they don't apply to the simulated Kodesh. Like we said before, the reason is because the first six can lead to a Tuma Derisa, and the latter five cannot lead to a Tuma Derisa. So, ask the Gemara, my Ika bein Rava l'Rebbe Ila'ah. What's the difference, halachic difference, between Rava, who we've just mentioned, and Rebbe Ila'ah, that Eli mentioned earlier? Because basically, all the cases in the Mishnah are the same. So, does the different reasoning of the first case have a halachic ramifications? So, answers the Gemara, Ika bein Ayu, there is a difference between them. Sal v'gar gusani. Okay, you have a basket, and Gargusani is a very large basket, a specialized basket, if you're looking, used in the wine making process. So these vessels have, basically, it's like a bucket, right? The opening's always huge. You never have a bucket with a small opening, right? Shemilan Kalim, that you fill basically these baskets with Kalim, it's Bilam, and you toivel them. Till the man that Amar, meaning Ilah, Mishum Chatzitza, the whole reason of the Mishnah is because of Chatzitza Ika. There is Chatzitza. Because those Kalim, the inner Kalim, are leaning down, there's pressure on the outer Kli. So the water may not get there. There is a problem of Chatzitza. However, Laman, the Amar, which is Rava, Mishum Gezeira, is all because of Gezeira Shema Yatbil. You may come to be Toybil, Machatin, needles of itinerarios and small forks. Bichli in a vessel she'ein b'fiv that doesn't have in its mouth kushveres anod the width of a spout of a water skin sal v'gargusani this basket and this big specialized wine basket she'ein b'pm that they don't have in their opening kushveres anod like the width of the spout of a water skin leika does not exist. Always, these kind of vessels have a large opening. So there's no reason to make a gezeira. There's no problem. It's never going to lead to a problem. So that will be a halachic nafka mina. According to Rava, these big vessels that never have thin openings would be permissible to be toivel a kli, inside a kli, even for Kodesh. But according to Rav Ilah, the reason is because of chasitza, you would always be prohibited to toivel one kli inside another kli. Okay, but as the Rava Lataimi, you know what? I think we'll stop there, just on that bit, because this is a bit of a logic. Okay, let's stop.